evening, everybody. Everybody kind of will continue to come in. That'd be amazing. We're going to have a couple songs tonight. If you wouldn't mind standing up, we're going to open in prayer. Again, we appreciate everybody being here. And I wanted to share something with you. I know you've never heard, but today's a good day. Today's a great day. I'm a winner. I'm a champion. I'm going over. I'm not going under. Today's a good day. Today's a great day. I'm playing four quarters. I'm playing to win. Today's a good day. Today's a great day. Well, that's not my dad, for sure, but I thought in honor of him, I would give you that, because we haven't heard that today, but thank you guys for being here. Let's just pray for a moment. Thank God for all the great things in our life and how blessed we are. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you for tonight. We're going to celebrate Dale Gentry's 80th birthday. We're going to have some worship. But we're just so thankful for friends and family. God bless America. God bless Texas and whatever state you're from. Today's a good day. Today's a great day. Go Sooners for us. Got to get that in there. Anyway, we've got some really famous people that flew in just to be here. One of the greatest keyboard players I've ever heard. And we've got Phil King, which is, I told him all ago, he introduced himself, and I'm like, you're Phil King. I mean, come on. He's amazing. So we're going to have a couple of worship songs. And then after that, we've got the famous Jim Wagee doing a drum solo all the way from Kansas City. And he's amazing. And then we have a video and some other things. So, anyway, take it away, guys.
Love you, Papa Dale.
Saints. All the saints.
Amen. Can we put our hands together for God's presence? Good to be here with you guys and honoring Papa Dale. I love you so much. And, you know, I was telling PT and, you know, while we were sound checking, you've been there for me in so many major intersections of my life, you know, as I look back. And I know everyone in the room can probably say that at one point or another. God's word has come through you to me in such profound ways. And I love you. I love you so much. And, you know, when I got the invite, I was like, we're going to be there. You know, and you're a man that's so worthy of honor. And I hope tonight that as you look around the room, you just feel loved and honored and celebrated. And Papa Della asked, he's like, can you sing a song tonight? You know, just do something special. And I was like, okay, well, there's only one song that comes to mind when I think of your life and your integrity, your consistent walk with Jesus, serving the Lord decade after decade. And it's, I got to have the words because it's an oldie. So I hope you guys don't mind. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, for there is no shadow of turning with thee. Tomorrow.
say how great my dad is. I know. But it's so great to see all of you here honoring him, and I'm just so blessed to hear all of you come up and tell me how great my dad is. I'm just so blessed. And I just want to honor my dad tonight. The greatest man I know. He's my hero, my cheerleader, my supporter. No better man have I ever known than my dad. And I just want to honor you tonight. I want to say happy birthday. 80 years young. And we are so honored to all celebrate with you tonight. Mr. America, I want to introduce my dad, Dale Gentry.
Well, thank you for coming tonight. I'm so honored that you would come, take time out of your busy schedule. People have came from different parts of America, even from England, to be here this week. And I just want to say thank you so very, very much for your cards and your gifts and your words of encouragement. I'll tell you, last night and this morning has just been awesome. I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord in this place. And thank you so very, very much. I want to say thank you to Pastor Ross Parsley and his wife Amy for inviting us in this beautiful Amy. My family's here tonight. I introduced them this morning. And my pastor and his wife, Bill and Sue Hart, are here tonight. My granddaughter, Brittany, she went here this morning because she's just getting back from Portugal. And Brittany, you stand. You stand. Everybody, welcome. So thankful for all of you. Our personal assistant for a long time, she was not here this morning, so she made it tonight, and her name is probably very familiar, and I'm so thankful for Linda Meeks. Linda, you stand. I think that I covered most everybody. So, I wanted one of my spiritual sons tonight to play me a happy birthday song. And Jim Wagy has produced our Let's Pray America series. He's done so much work in my recordings. And he's happy tonight because it's Kansas City Chiefs. Went to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. So we're thankful. So Jim is going to do a... Todd, it's good to see you and Cindy here tonight. You made it. Cindy, you stay. Where's Cindy at? Todd and Cindy Morning. What a blessing. And Todd has played so many hours for me. Met Todd and Cindy 1999, and their children, Leland and Jack and Shelly. And what a blessing. Thank you so much, Todd, for working with me so many years. And thank you, Phil King, one of the great worship leaders in America. Thank you so much. Thank all of you. So we have a video that I'm going to introduce in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, to do a birthday song for my 80th birthday, I want you to welcome Jim Wagy. Welcome, Jim.
Last time I did a drum solo in church, I think Dale was 50 years old. It's his 80th birthday, and he wants me to do it, so I'm going to reach into my bag of tricks and see what comes out.
Don't miss looking. and a little portion of our wedding. Taylor, my granddaughter and I are, there's a little clip, I think, of our home in Comanche. I'm not sure about that. But anyhow, make sure you get a copy. So, Jean, come here a moment. Come on, babe. Let me ask you a question. Do you think my wife is beautiful? I fell in love with her the first time I saw her. This is the truth. I said, one day I'll marry her. I hadn't even officially met her. I just looked at her, and I knew that that was the woman that's going to walk through this world with me. Woo! So, next month we'll celebrate 63 years of marriage. Woo! And so, thank you, baby. So, a lot of this is focused on her, and so I dedicate it to her. So, for about 25 minutes or so, you're going to take a 50-year journey in about 25 minutes. And I think we are ready.
Hey, Dale, Gene, Michael W. here. Hey, happy 50th wedding anniversary. So proud of you guys. You're an inspiration to so many people, and especially couples trying to keep their marriages together, and inspiration to Deb and I. I just hope it's the best one ever. We're not far behind you. We just celebrated 29, but we look forward to that 50 one day as well. So love you guys. You're a blessing to so many. Blessing to me as well, and my life is richer because of you guys. God bless.
A miracle. It's sweeter than For coming and honoring Dad, and I just believe the best is still to come. So, and all that said, now it's time to party. Okay? And I know you're hungry, because I'm really, really hungry. So, I apologize for a little bit of the confusion earlier, but here's what we're going to do. We've got Cabo Bob's. I know a lot of you know that's one of my favorite restaurants. And so, we're going to go out these doors here. And it'll be serving line, and you'll go this way. And it's Mexican, if you don't know, Cabo Bob's. And so it's brisket tacos or chicken fajita tacos. And then there's a tea station here, there's a coffee station here, and I think you'll see everything. And so it's open seating. And some of you got here early, and I passed out a little card, and so you wrote down your name, because I know that's kind of like very, very important. So I noticed while the video was playing, I walked around. A lot of open areas over here is still open, so don't freak out. I think everybody will have a place to sit, and if not, we'll just pull up a chair. Because we're family. And tonight, it's not family hold back, okay? We got plenty of food, and we're going to have a wonderful time. Anything else? Oh, okay. Yes, after, I'm going to actually let the birthday boy go first. And so he will be finished eating very quickly. And then after, he's going to be out front in the lobby area to, you know, if you would like to take a photo or just, you know, have a special greeting. And again, thank you for all that you've done, pouring into the ministry, pouring into this birthday celebration, and your love and your prayers. And I know each of you, he prays for you, but we want you to know how much we feel your prayer for us. And the prayer leaders, oh my goodness, it's amazing. It's life-changing, and what you're doing is so important. And so thank you. Thank you for everything you do. So, let's let the birthday boy go first. Would that be good? Okay, so we'll just follow. And then, Bill and Sue, and Ross and Amy, are you over there? Okay, perfect. If you six would lead us out this way. Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. This is so, so important. I want to thank David and Christina's in the back. They are One Chapel. Thank you, One Chapel, for opening up the service. And this is what church is supposed to be like. So Ross and Amy, thank you. Your sons have been amazing. Christina and David and everyone has just been amazing. So thank you. Okay, so Pastor Bill and Sue and Mom and Dad and Ross and Amy, you guys lead us out. And you guys just have fun. I love you. Bless the food. In Jesus' name, we bless the food. And happy birthday.